The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Pete, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you, as always.
Good.
How are you? You look fabulous today. You've made a real effort. Is that for our guest?
It will, because I can't contain my excitement with this. I haven't slept properly because the thought of speaking to this guest just really gets me going. I am very, very, not in that way, I'm just super excited. I would like to explore this person's mind.
I'm glad you said mind. I am also the same. If you've just tuned in, this is FUBAR Radio on a dating show. And today we have the most amazing guest, someone Cece and I have spoken about a number of times, I think, haven't we?
Yeah.
We finally managed to get him on. We've got Yuri, who is the man married to a doll.
A doll and a sort of half chicken, half doll.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And if you haven't heard us talking about it before, that's what you're fucking in for. We don't fuck about. This is serious interviewing going on today, and we're going to find out all about that. And I can't fucking wait.
We've decided to be really serious today. I'm not, not take the piss, because as much as we'd love to, you know, this guy has feelings for these dolls. So we're going to be, we're going to channel our inner
Louis Theroux.
Louis Theroux. Yes. Inspiration for today, Louis Theroux.
And obviously, because we've got Yuri on, and it might not be the most conventional of marriages or relationships, we have a subject this week which is going to be very interesting, I feel like, for you and I as well, Cece, because we tend to overshare sometimes, you more so than me. So this week's topic is fantasies.
Yeah, now I do struggle with this one, because I thought, how the hell do we talk about this? Because don't really want to overshare like I do. I'd like to kind of, you know, there's some things you'd like to keep to yourself. So let's not start with what we're going to talk. Let's not start with the fancy topic. Should we start with your word of the week, so I can grab my coffee? Come on.
Grab your coffee. This one is a little bit less explicit this week. Okay.
Oh.
I've gone for something more educational. So,
oh, okay.
On Pete's Dating Sex Book, our phrase this week is Kanye'd.
As in Kanye West Kanye'd.
As in Kanye West Kanye'd.
Right.
What do you think that might be?
Well, my immediate thought, because of you, it's you that's sharing it, would be, you know, if someone had said, have you been Kanye'd, you know, have you like had, have you had sexual intercourse with Kanye? Maybe in a fashion that he would like.
In the fashion that he would like. And what would Kanye, what sort of fashion of sex would Kanye like?
I imagine
he'd think about it.
I really am. I think, I mean, he's quite arrogant, right? So he'd probably be quite, I don't imagine he'd be very attentive. I think he'd be a bit more controlling.
Bit more controlling. Well, I imagine if Kanye was, that's not what it is, by the way.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you in a minute. But I imagine if Kanye was having sex, he would probably be in front of a mirror so he could look himself. That, I imagine, is how Kanye would have sex.
Yes.
Anyway, Kanye'd. So basically, it's if you've ever been on a date and the other person cannot stop talking about themselves, you have been Kanye'd. More often than not, it's sort of a red flag. But basically, it's when you go on a date and they have fuck all interest in you, but just want to tell you everything about them. I've done this. If you've been Tenerife, they've been Elevenerife. Everything that they've done is better, and all they do is talk about themselves. That is being Kanye'd. I'm going to take I'm going to hazard a guess. You've been Kanye'd.
Do you know, I do have really good dates, to be fair. They're not really...
But that's because you're on them.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Or maybe if I have been Kanye'd, I have slowly... Maybe I've been Kanye'd at the start when there's a bit of nerves, and then I've sort of managed to sort of change it around, and then, you know, I am on a date with you, so would you like to ask me some questions? But I think nerves can do that sometimes.
Yes, nerves can. I mean, or are you the Kanye?
I can go off on a tangent, for sure.
About yourself?
Well,
I can't imagine you being like that.
It's more about stories. I have to fill the silence with someone that's brand new.
Oh.
I find it quite, depending on how comfortable they are in their own skin, right? If they're a bit like nervous, it will make me nervous because their energy is, I'm feeding off of it. So then I'll just talk to sort of fill it. If they're cool and calm, then I can feel like, well, I can sit here for a second and have a silent moment too.
You know what? That's probably, although I feel like we're very similar in a lot of things, I actually like a good silence.
Yeah. Hang on.
I like a good silence because silence you can fill with some wonderful sexual chemistry.
Couldn't agree with you more, but that comes down to confidence. You've got to be a really confident person to be able to sit there and just have a moment. If someone's nervous...
Did you start rocking back and forth then?
To have a moment.
Yeah, but let's not worry. I won't ask you what you're thinking about.
Clench my hand and just rock.
I feel like we're going to be doing that after this fucking guest.
Oh, we will be for sure.
Anyway, so Kanye, that is this week's Pete's Dating Sex Book.
And we go to wonderful and wonderful.
Wonderful news.
Wonderful. It sounds so posh.
Kick us off, as always.
Okay. Oh, this, I mean, it is always weird. So a twin refuses to be best man for his identical brother because he's marrying his ex. So a man has spoken of his anger after discovering that his twin brother is set to marry his ex-girlfriend and wants to be the best man at his wedding despite their history. The 21-year-old said he dated a girl for 5 years earlier, sorry, when they were both 16 and they stayed together for 2 years. They split before going to university as he wanted to move away whilst she stayed in the same hometown. When he came home from university, he discovered that his identical twin had a girlfriend, but was shocked to discover it was the same girl he had dated. The brothers came to an agreement that they would continue their relationship if they never mentioned her or made the three of them interact together. Well, that's obviously going to happen, isn't it? He wrote on Reddit, "My whole family is calling me selfish and telling me I need to suck it up for one night, but I just don't feel comfortable being the best man at my ex's wedding. Given they're identical, she's definitely has a type." I mean,
well, I actually side with the best man to be or not to be, because listen, it is a bit weird. I'm not sure I would be comfortable being the best man at a wedding who the person they were marrying,
oh, no.
I've fucked.
No. To put it mildly.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree, yeah.
If it's just, if you say you won't go to the wedding and all that, then that is a little bit selfish. It's your brother, you know what I mean? You've obviously given the green light for them to carry on dating or whatever else, but being the best man, it is a bit odd. But then, obviously, it's his brother, so I don't know. It's a bit of a tough one, that. I think the one that is probably weirder for is her.
Well, she seems to be fine with it.
But what I mean by that is she obviously dated the twin and then thought, oh, hold on, that didn't work out, but I quite liked fucking him, so maybe I'll fuck it. I don't know. It's a bit of a weird one.
Maybe we should get her on and understand her theory.
I feel like that's what we should do. And the weird and wonderful dating news, I feel like we should try and get some of these people to come on.
Every guest, yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, personally, I wouldn't be the best man. I mean, I imagine if I am anyone's best man, which is probably unlikely, I don't think anyone would want me to be their best man because I have...
Never been best man, Pete.
Never been met. I imagine because I'm that friend that people do not want to talk at the wedding. I'm that friend.
Oh my God, the best man speech.
Exactly.
God, you'd be brilliant.
But imagine the best man speech if it's your brother marrying your ex. Do you know what I mean? Imagine.
Awful.
Let's call her Susan. Oh, I first met Susan when I was fucking her. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how it would start.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
My God, no.
Yeah, we're a close family, evidently. anyway, shall we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Next up in the weird and wonderful dating news is, this one, before I read this out, I'm going to give you a minute just to think about the headline and how it makes you feel.
Okay.
Woman horrified after discovering her mum paid her fiancé to go out with her.
Now, that's deep.
It just gives me a little, do you know what I mean? Imagine having a fiance and then finding out that originally he went out with you because your mum felt so sorry for you, she fucking paid him.
Yeah, that's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah. So a woman has shared her story in response to a BuzzFeed article that asked for reasons why you'd call off a wedding. She said that she'd been with her boyfriend for just 2 months when he proposed. But when her parents insisted to pay for everything, suspicions arose. Her mum bought the most gorgeous, expensive dress, then her parents offered to foot the bill for the entire day. Her parents insisted, claiming that his family was poor, despite the fact he'd bought an expensive engagement ring. She found out that her mum had bought the engagement ring a month before they'd even started dating. The woman confronted her parents and found out that her mum met her fiancé through a friend, paying for all of their dates and the wedding because she was so desperate for her daughter to get married while he was just in it for the money. After the truth came out, the woman, who is bisexual, something she felt her family would never accept, revealed that she was able to date who she wanted. She's now dating a wonderful woman and no longer speaks to her mother.
Wow, there's so much, so complex, isn't it?
Complex.
Wow.
I mean, there's pushy parents, you know, them ones like when you're a kid you're at football and go on, son, do you know what I mean? You've got to do all that. And then there's your mother who pays for someone to fuck you. And
you know what's really, that? I mean, it's all really sad, but that's always going to lead to disappointment. There is no happy ending in that. If this guy's like, yeah, that's my meal ticket, you know, I'll marry her. What happens when the truth comes out? What, you know, he obviously isn't in love with her. He's in love with the paycheck. So...
But that's just horrible. It's just a horrible... Do you know what? It's just a horrible feeling, I'm sure, for that girl. Just a horrible feeling to think...
My parents think that much of me.
But also that all the time that you may have spent with someone, and she must have liked him at some point to have agreed to marry him.
Yeah.
He's only done it because he's been paid.
Oh, God, that is like a confidence just shot down.
Which brings me on to have... You sort of pity dating. Have you ever pity dated anyone?
Well,
I mean, have you ever kind of gone out with someone and then thought, I don't fancy you, I don't really like you, but I kind of feel like I'm just gonna go anyway because I feel like it means more to you. Have you ever pity dated?
No, I mean, I always fancy my boyfriends, that's for sure. That's one thing I can definitely tick, but there is. Moments in all of my relationships, which is why they've all ended, that I have that like, this isn't right moment. So you work out why you're still in this. Is it because you just want to ignore your gut? Is it because you don't want to face reality? Is it because maybe you're pity dating? You feel sorry for them. You don't want them to be, you know, there's definitely moments where maybe I've dated people that aren't so, you know,
exciting.
Well, no, I was gonna say they're a bit unstable, like, you know, we all have moments in a relationship. Well, anyway, and I've stayed in it because I feel bad, you know, and I think I don't want to hurt you and I don't want you to do anything crazy because I've broken the relationship. So I guess you could call that pity dating. Yeah,
it's a term that I've just sort of, I mean, I don't know if it's a real term, but
you could use that for your sex book.
I feel like you've had two from me this week, Kanye and pity dating.
Have you ever pity dated. I like this word.
Thank you. I just thought it up.
Okay. Is that because you have done it?
Yeah.
Okay. I've
probably been someone that someone has fucking dated out of pity, to be honest with you.
I probably have.
We're sitting here going, have you pity dated? Actually, what's happened is Cece and I are always pity
every
date.
Every time.
Yeah, definitely. For similar reasons to you, not for any bad intentions or anything like that, more just the point that I have continued saying knowing it wasn't right, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to hurt someone's feelings. And actually, what you end up doing is hurting them more in the long run. And hurting yourself, in a way. Peggy agrees with that.
Peggy! Come on, Peggy!
Shush. I don't know what that was.
Shush.
get really sassy with my dog. Don't go there, girlfriend. Which is a bit sad, actually. But on the plus side, let's not bring it down a level.
No, I'd quite like to know now. I'm going to go through my book of exes and ask, did you pity date me? And if so, look, Peggy really loves that. She must clearly feel like I've been pity dated.
Yeah, she's really angry at you. Peggy, has someone pity dated you? Eric, you're not doing that to me, are you? Nasty. Sorry about the dogs, everyone. But on the plus side, with the lady who whose fiance was paid to go out with us, she's now found a wonderful woman and is very, very happy.
Yeah, we empathise with you. That's
positivity.
positivity. I feel like it's time to bring on a guest. I have it in my bones.
You have it in your bones? I feel like we should.
Not just yet, though. Just kidding. Just kidding. In 5 minutes.
I see what you've done there. Are you just kidding? Because the producers just said, not yet. yes. Really, that was honestly a seamless segue. Until I ruined it. Oh, shit, I ruined it for you. Sorry.
No, I've completely fucked that. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our fantasies.
Well, no.
Oh, we're not.
No, what we're going to talk about is what we're going to talk about is fantasies in general, not our fantasies. They haven't tuned in just to find out about our fantasies.
Well, I was going to really put you on the spot there. Turn it around. Finally, I get my chance.
So, Cece, tell me about your fantasies.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to read you something so that we all understand what fantasies are and what it really means. So, a sexual fantasy can be created by the person's imagination or memory. It may be triggered autonomously or by external stimulation such as porn, a physical object, a sexual attraction to another person. Every fantasy falls into one or three categories according to Engel. Those that keep to themselves, those we share with our partners, and those we want to try in real life. So some of the topics that people have come up with, this is done in a questionnaire, 350 questionnaire survey, multiple sex partners, power, control or rough sex, novelty, adventure and variety, non-monogamy, taboo and forbidden sex, passion and romance and erotic flexibility. What the hell is that? Getting to explore and play different roles and personas. Ooh.
I think that's I think that's like role play and all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Interesting.
Or is it role play and all that? Imagine that's like role play.
Yeah, look at you. Is that a role play? That's one I did. Oh, is it?
I don't know. Call me doctor. anyway, yeah. So I mean, look. I think. Funny enough, I didn't know that bit. They generally fall into one of three categories. Mm. So those we keep to ourselves, those we share with our partners, and those that we want to try in real life. Now, I imagine if it's a fantasy, they all must be saying you want to try in real life, no?
No, I wouldn't say so, because some of the things that I come up with, you know, I think, would I really want to try
CC?
That? Listen, no, don't you dare go there, boy.
You said, okay then, girl, Mary Lou, are you going to...
No, okay. Absolutely fucking not. No.
All right, fine. So would you say that you have a fantasy that you just keep to yourself that you wouldn't or haven't ever told anyone about?
If I have, I'm really being honest here. If I have, I haven't thought about it in that way. It might come up in the middle of the... It might come up in the middle of the night and I just haven't really thought about it, like, would I actually want to do this or not? And
when you say it might come up in the middle of the night,
yes,
is that why you're tired today? Did one of your fantasies come up in the middle of the night?
Right, it's like when.
No, I do not.
A fantasy can play out at any stage, right? You could be on the tube, it could be the middle of the night, it could be at work, it could be all the inappropriate situations. But I don't think I've ever really separated and gone, right, would I actually do this in real life or is this just a fantasy? That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, all right, fine. See, for me, I don't feel like I have one that I keep to myself.
So you like to explore all of the fantasies that you create in your head?
Well, not necessarily. Obviously, we all have different fantasies, and Cece and I aren't going to share. Maybe we might share one each.
We're
not going to share them all. But there is any fantasy that I've had, I would generally talk about, maybe not to, you know, the entire FUBAR audience.
Oh, right.
I would speak to...
I thought this was the circle of trust.
Yeah, it is when it's about you. But I've discussed them with a partner or whatever else. So I don't think I've got one in my head that I think, oh, I could never tell anyone about that.
Right. So what did you try last time then with the partner?
I've tried all sorts of things.
Like give us your best one then. Give us the one that, you know, the most regular.
I've done role play a few times, not by my request.
Okay.
Not something that really does it for me. The role play I'm talking about is I was once dating a girl and we accidentally on purpose arranged to be in the same bar and pretended we didn't know each other. And then,
oh, I like it.
So that was kind of the role play that I did, is we basically sort of, I turned up at a bar early, she turned up on her own, then we kind of had drinks separately on our own at the thing, and then kind of I had to go over and chat her up again.
I love this.
See, that was quite thrilling.
And then when did the role play break? When did it like...
Like the next morning.
Oh.
So
oh
it went all the way
God.
Through. And what it was is we'd been dating for a little while and then actually the sex that night was fucking up, because we basically, you know, if you're dating with someone, you kind of sometimes get into how you both have sex and you both kind of, you know what works for each other and whatever else. And where it wasn't a long relationship, it wasn't at the stage where you can start going, well, I want to do this and I want to do this. So that night we just both fucking did what we wanted to do as if we didn't know the person.
Oh, so, Pete, I quite like that.
So that's the kind of role play that I'm talking about. And that, for anyone listening, is a really fucking good way to just...
spice it up a bit.
Yeah. But no, I haven't, like, got dressed up to, like, a fucking... Do you know what I mean? Like a... I don't know, a fucking doctor or something. And then got a stethoscope out and all that shit. Tell me...
Oh, God, here we go.
How about you? I've shared... I've just opened up... Like,
I know, I'm gonna just use this time to thank you.
No, you're not. So, Cece, give us.
How many weeks I've been had the spotlight on me, like this selfie light is staring at me right now. I've had it on me, and finally, I've had my moment just to let you talk.
Well, luckily, we've got a couple more moments right now for you to enjoy. So, this listen, you don't have to tell us the one you would never tell anyone, but have you engaged in some, let's, I wouldn't say it's irregular, but let's say irregular situations because of your, all right, let's put it the other way around then, because I do always get loads out of you and I do feel bad sometimes. Have you been a fantasy for someone else and done something for them?
Yeah.
So, or have you had a boyfriend who's gone, I really want you to pretend you're a fish?
So... no one's ever asked me to pretend I am a fish.
But?
That sounds interesting though, you know, never say never. But yeah, of course, like, you know, like you just said, when you're with someone for a while and you want to, when you're comfortable with someone, you know, things, the sex is completely different to someone who is, you know, you're first seeing them and a relationship. And when you're in a relationship, thing you can spice things up by creating fantasies or just changing elements of your sex life. So I've just answered that really diplomatically. Yeah, is your answer.
So are you going to give us anything?
No, nothing. A fucking Scooby Dooby.
Now, for anyone that has been listening to this this show for a while, I'm sure you can all probably imagine that Cece probably has done an awful lot of strange things. However, today, we're going to let her off. We're going to let you off today, Cece. I think people have probably switched off already after I said that.
Oh, no, I'm sure they are loving life right now as much as I am, because finally, payback is fun.
What do you know an interesting thing? This is something that actually happened to me recently. I bumped into someone that I used to date, and she was really, we got on really well, and there was no, it wasn't a bad breakup or anything, and she was really angry at me. So I said hello to her, and she was like, what the fuck do you want? And I was like, fuck's happened there? She had basically had a dream about me, and in this dream I'd been an arsehole. She believed it was real, unfollowed me, and still had it in her head that it was an actual thing that happened, was explaining it to me, and I was like, what are you talking about? This has never happened. She was like, and then we worked out that she basically had a dream. And this apparently is quite a common thing when you dream about someone. You're saying this like this might be something that you
definitely.
Oh, okay, fucking hell, let's open you up now then.
So I used to kick my ex-boyfriend in bed. So I'd have a dream. Again, this is when I was very young. I used to kick him because I would have a dream that something negative about him, and I would kick him and wake him up, and he would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'd be like, you know, almost embarrassed to say, but just say it anyway, and be like, wow, I've just had a dream that...
You cheated on me.
Yeah, or something like that. And he, bless his heart, God love him, would take it, you know, for 5 years he took it.
Fucking hell.
I know, can you imagine the bruises after 5 years? No, yeah, I used to do it. Now I've as an adult, because I'm so mature, I've managed to not do that anymore.
But even that's kind of a fantasy, isn't it? Because it's something that, do you know what I mean? It's a strange way of looking at it, but it is a bit of a fantasy, isn't it? It's something that you kind of think about or whatever else, but you kind of believed it's happened. And anyway.
I mean, I would probably class that as just issues. I probably just had some shit that I wasn't dealing with. But yeah, I'll call it a fantasy. Thank you for dressing it up for me.
Don't worry, babe. I always like to dress things up for you.
Just to remind everybody, that was about 15 years ago.
Talking of dressing things up, I think we should speak to Yuri, who has to dress up his wife and mistress.
I need a moment for this. Right. Are you ready?
I think you should introduce Yuri.
Okay.
Also, for anyone that... Oh, Yuri is here.
He's here! Hello, Yuri. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thank you.
Are you wearing pants? Just to check.
Yes.
You are. Okay. He's wearing pants.
Is that okay?
Good. Spot on. Yuri, before we start, as we always do, can you introduce your...
Partners.
Okay.
So who's the lady in red?
This is Luna and this is Lola.
Okay, Luna and Lola. Okay, lovely.
So for everyone listening, Luna is in red and Lola is in blue.
Lola is half a woman and half a chicken.
Lola is half woman, half chicken. Can we see the chicken part?
I don't know because she's very big.
She's big.
I see. So it's quite, yeah. So she's a big chicken.
Yes, she's a bit massive.
Massive chicken. Not a regular chicken. Well, I mean,
it's huge.
Yes.
Huge
it's probably chicken. Safer to have a large chicken than a small one.
Yes.
So just because obviously not everybody can see exactly what's going on. So Yuri has, is it two partners? One of them is your wife?
Both, my yes. wife.
Both your wives. Okay.
Okay. So,
I had not a wedding and I will plan about it.
You're going to plan your wedding?
I want to have a male doll in the future, and I want to do a wedding of male doll and Luna, and in the same time I want to do the ceremony of life and freedom with me. It's similar with wedding but not wedding.
Okay fine. So Yuri, I'm sure you can imagine that the situation you have with Lola and Luna is not conventional. It's not considered to be normal. So other people looking...
It's not normal for other people.
But for you, it obviously is. When did this start for you then? When did you get your first doll? Or when did you first meet Luna or Lola?
At first, it was my relationship with Margot, my ex-wife, but we broke up.
Why did you break up?
I don't want to see about it now.
Okay.
Yes. I have been in this story, in such relationship, about 3 years. And after Margot, the company Sex Doll Shop, guys from this company see so that I am depressed, I am sad, and gave me Luna, and I very thank them. And Lola, my neighbor is a very good master, and she made Lola for me.
Okay.
Yes, because I was thought dreams, fantasies about Lola, and I said what I want, and she made.
So our topic on this show this week is fantasies, and you just said you fantasized about Lola. She's half chicken. Where did that come from? Where did the fantasy about?
Maybe it's kinky.
Fucking slightly, mate. Yeah.
but I was experienced with chicken meat, real meat.
Right, real chicken.
Yes.
But not dead chicken.
Not live chicken. Yeah. And I liked this experience. And after this situation, I wanted to have another chicken, but similar with a woman, a little bit.
Right. Okay. I get right. it.
So, with people.
So, but you mentioned that came from you first experimenting with chicken meat. What happened there? Did you one day walk to the fridge and thought, I'm going to fuck a chicken or what?
Yes.
Is that basically what happened? Was it just something spare of the moment and then suddenly you thought, right, I'm going to give that a go and then you enjoyed it?
I didn't understand you.
Sorry, CC's my translator.
So you had an experience with a dead chicken, and how many times did you have sex with a dead chicken before you decided that you wanted it to be made into a doll?
Not a long time.
Okay.
And so obviously it sounds like your fantasies are, you have other fantasies about other things. So you want to get a male doll to marry?
Yes.
Yeah,
and I am pansexual, and right. I can have sex not only with dolls, but it's not often, it's seldom. I practice sex with people too, but it's mostly now men, not women, and it's mostly BDSM, not classic sex, but. Of course, I had classic sex with women, but a few years ago.
Yeah. So is it that you prefer, it excites you more to have sex with dolls than it does real people?
Really good, really cool doll has unique vagina, and it's different from real woman vagina. And I can feel with dolls what I cannot feel with woman.
When you say vagina, you mean
there was elements that wraps head of penis a special way, and it's cool, it's fantastic.
How Yuri, how do you clean the doll? So when you ejaculate, when you
Like you, like me, it's usual things, and it's not a problem.
Same way you clean yourself, CC.
Right.
Yes. It's not a problem for me, but and I like clean my dolls. Mm-hmm. I like washing my dolls, but I like also to have sex when they are dirty and wet in the bedroom, because yeah. I'm dirty macho.
Yes, nice. I like it. We've all been there. Well, we haven't, but I know what you mean. So Yuri, what do your friends think of your fantasies and your sexual exploits?
It's good. My friends always say that I'm crazy. that I'm crazy and laugh for a long time sometimes, but also they say, Yuri, you are crazy, but we like you, we love you, and we love what you do.
Because didn't your family and your friends come to your wedding with Margot?
Yes, sure.
Yes. Okay.
And it was a warm evening in the.
She didn't melt, did she?
Did she melt?
carry on.
And at the wedding, did Margot talk to the guests?
Silent? Margot?
Margot?
No, or she was silent, and I like it. But okay. By the way,
understandable.
Yeah.
I wish Cece was silent more.
Yes. By the way, I like it to talk with objects in my childhood. Yes, they was real life for me, and sometimes now I think I am like a big child too.
Okay.
I mean, you're a very big child. So on like a day to day, so like every day, do you sleep with Lola or Luna of a nighttime, or do they go in a cupboard? Or
sometimes we sleep together, sometimes I sleep alone, sometimes I sleep with Lola and Luna.
Okay.
But usually they are in different rooms.
They are in different rooms.
Do they make you, if they aren't there, do you feel lonely without them?
No, I like be alone.
You like to be alone, okay.
Yes, I like be alone. I like my personality spaces, space, and it's important for me.
Good. and the last question for me is, can you imagine being in a real relationship ever again with a man or a woman?
I was in a real relationship in the past, about 7 years, during seven years. But now it's interesting for me and it's important for me. And in the future, maybe I will have a real person, but it's important that she or he likes my books too.
Accepts them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Yuri, we loved that, but we're going to play our game now. Love the Way You Lie.
Three stories?
Yes, yes.
Two truths, one lie, yeah?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
First story. When I had my first sex in my life, I did cunnilingus so well that she thought I was lying, that I was a virgin.
Okay. It's first. So the first story is the first time you had sex, you did cunnilingus so well, she thought that you were lying about being a virgin.
Yes.
Okay, that's story Amazing. Number one for everyone listening.
Okay, number one. I realized that I love the pain when I was 5 years old, and at 10 years old, I started to practice BDSM.
Okay, so the second story is you realise that you love dick.
Pain.
Pain.
I thought it was pain, wasn't it?
Yes,
oh, pain. Yeah, pain. Pain at five. Sorry, I thought you said pain.
Pain.
got it. So you realise you love... Sorry.
You are crazy now.
You don't even know the half of it. We are crazy. Sorry.
I know.
The language barrier. So, just so cheesy.
I'm so sorry. Right, where were we? Question number two. So, you realised you enjoyed pain at 5 years old, right?
And then started BDSM at 10.
When I was 5 years old, yes, I realized that I like love pain.
Okay.
Pain.
I'm so sorry, Yuri. I think you're brilliant. Oh, God.
Right. So okay, that was story number two. You realized you love pain at five and then started BDSM at 10. So that's story two. Story three, please.
Okay. One day I had a party with my friends. We was playing. They tied me up, whipped it, and then fucked my doll in front of me. And I looked it. I was jealous, but I was tied up, and there was nothing could I do.
Okay, so third story, you had a party with your friends, they tied you up and then fucked your doll, but you were jealous about it, but there was nothing you could do because you were tied up.
Yes.
Okay, so story one was so good at cunnilingus, she thought you were lying about being a virgin. Story two, love pain, started BDSM at 10. Story three, got kidnapped by your mates and they fucked your doll.
Yes.
Got it. Cece, I mean, would you like to start with the questions?
So I actually don't have any questions. I'm going to go straight. No questions.
Okay, no questions. I have fucking so many questions. but I'm only allowed a couple. So I'm going to start with how old were you when you lost your virginity?
About 20 years old.
About 20, okay.
Yes.
And the only other question I've got for you, which is the on the third story, is which one of the dolls did they fuck?
Margot.
It was Margot. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh.
And for example, my first experience with a doll was for a long time ago when I had another party with my friends and we have a group sex and there was one doll too and it was my first experience and I really liked it.
Nice. So that's how it started. Amazing. The parties with your friends sound great. My friends are fucking boring. So Cece, which one do you, out of those three, which one do you think's a liar?
I'm going to go with... fucking hell. Number one is the lie.
Okay, I think number two is the liar because I don't know any 5-year-olds that love pain that much. So, yeah, number two is the liar and Cece thinks number one. Which one is the liar?
Number three.
Oh, we're both wrong.
Oh. Wow.
About BDSM, it's true. Okay. I realize it's in my childhood, it's really.
Wow. Oh, amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Well done, mate, for being so good at cunnilingus.
it's true, yes. I did cunnilingus very well.
Good.
In the first sex.
Good. You'll have to teach me. So thank you so much for being a wonderful guest. Cece and I have looked forward to this for weeks. And
weeks.
You have not fucking disappointed.
Thank you very much, too.
Thank you, yes. Yuri. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Namaste, Yuri.
Namaste, Yuri.
Yes. Keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Yes,
bye-bye.
We definitely will. Goodbye. Cece, I'm going to be honest, and I mean this in the utmost respect for all of our other guests, but Yuri is by far my favourite guest that has been on the show so far.
I could not agree more.
And actually, do you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with everyone, and I'm sure you're probably aware. Me and Cece were worried about that interview because it is unconventional. It is a little bit odd, and we thought, oh God, is he going to be quite a creepy guy? But I think we both agree, actually, what a really lovely, lovely man.
There's something so warm about him. I mean, it sounds odd me saying it, but I genuinely mean this is not me taking the piss. There is something really endearing about him. And
yeah.
I mean, obviously we can see him on Zoom, but he's like a gentle giant.
Mm.
You know, the stories are for some people crazy, you know, for me crazy, but there's something really, really likable about him as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And yeah, listen, you know, this is about fantasies and we could not have got a better person to come on and talk about fantasies. We all have fantasies, however weird, wonderful they may be.
Yeah, yeah.
So we didn't actually do the quick fire questions with Yuri.
No, I don't know if that would have worked out too well anyway. So I think it was, I just wanted to keep talking to him.
Yeah, and we could have done that for hours.
We should have a Yuri part two. I mean, this is literally our dreams come true. We've been asking our producer for how many weeks to get him on, not thinking that it was actually possible. And there he is, completely naked, Yuri.
Listen, I know we asked a few questions there and I'm sure all of you, like Cece and I, have probably got a million other questions for Yuri. So you never know, we may get him back at some point.
I hope so.
So, listen.
Should we do our stories, our listeners' stories. None of them are going to even, well, actually, let's see if we can be pleasantly surprised by what stories are going to shock us after that.
I don't think anything can shock us now.
Yeah, true. Actually, I feel strong as a human for that.
I feel strong as a human too. I feel just very happy today.
I'm happy you're happy. It makes me happy.
Well, listen, I'm happy that you're happy that I'm happy.
It's a happy day.
It's a happy day. Happy namaste.
Namaste. Happy day.
Right, so we're going to move on to listeners' questions and stories. So each week we get either stories or people want some advice from Cece and I, because we are the fountain of knowledge yep. when it comes to dating. So first up, we have a dating story from Finella.
Finella, yeah, quite like that name, Finella.
Unusual, lovely name. Finella from Kent.
I had been chatting to this guy on Tinder. We hadn't had any calls, we hadn't done any video calls or anything like that, so just simply messages back and forth. Prior to the date, I'd given information about working for a jewellery brand back home locally in Kent. And he revealed on the date that on 3 or 4 occasions, he'd actually walked past that store to watch me work and hadn't built up the courage to come in and say hi. Quite creepy. So, yeah, he kind of revealed, oh yeah, I watched you when you were wearing this particular, I think it was a hairband. He said something very bizarre about my appearance. And I just thought, oh my God, that's really strange. And a bit frightening because I had absolutely no knowledge. And there were loads of other things that went really weirdly on the date. He also lied about his height, which I have no issue with, but I have an issue with being lied to. So I'm a 6'1" woman, which is very tall. And I think just naturally got onto the subject when we were talking about heights. And I said, you know, I don't wear heels too often, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, you know, you can wear heels with me. I'm 6'5". He rocked up and he was about 5'9". 5'10", being generous, which, again, I have no issue with, but to say you're such a dramatically different height, and then reveal you've also been watching me while working, quite strange. Safe to say, I stayed for one drink and made my excuses and I left.
Well, I'm just going to start with, there's nothing wrong with being 5'10". Cece, you're smiling. Funny enough, Cece and I have a WhatsApp group with the producers of this show, and it's actually called 5'10" on a good day. And the profile picture is a set of Cuban heels, because evidently Cece and our producers think I'm a fucking hobbit. But anyway, where should we? Well, let's start with the stalkerish behaviour.
Well, I mean, listen, both of those things are quite significant, but the height is really fucking annoying, right, when someone lies about their height, that's for sure. But the most important part to the story is that he is stalker. Like, that is creepy as hell.
The stalkerish behaviour, it started off well with, oh, I've sort of seen you in work and I may have watched you a little bit. Might be because you didn't have the courage to go and say hello. Then when he starts describing what she's wearing and he'd repeatedly done it, it sounds fucking creepy.
Sounds odd. It sounds but they met on Tinder. They didn't meet in a normal setting. They met on Tinder. So that is when it becomes fucking odd.
Have you ever had anything like that?
Oh, I've definitely had stalkers, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, well, ex-boyfriends that were stalkers, yeah. God, my catalogue of ex-boyfriends just goes up and up and up, isn't it?
I seem to do this every week, but I just want to apologise yet again to any of Cece's exes who seem to get an awful lot of...
Do not apologise! These men are weird. No way. No apology to them.
But there is a common denominator in all of these relationships.
Me.
So yes, Finella, listen, onwards and upwards. Hopefully the next person that you go on a date with isn't a little bit odd. Do you know what? Funny enough, I had, I always seem to go off on fucking little stories. I went on a date ages and ages ago with this girl. She was telling me this story about a guy that she'd been dating for a little while. And he always used to say to her, because I suffer quite bad with insomnia, so I don't sleep very much. And she said, so when I told her this story, she said, oh, I dated a guy that suffered insomnia. He was nuts. And I was like, oh, well, I don't think it's that weird. Just don't sleep. Mm. But yeah, but what he used to do was I would be asleep and then and now and then I'd wake up and he'd be sat watching me sleep. Then I, okay, that is fucking weird. I don't do that. What would you do if you were asleep? Maybe you've been dating someone for a few weeks and you woke up in the middle of the night and someone was just sat there like that.
So I've had this. This is one of my weird exes. Which he climbed through my housemate's window. And then, yeah, I just woke up and he was at the end of my bed. I was like, this is time to call it a day.
Okay, I take back the apology to Cece's exes. You are all fucking nuts.
Thank you.
Don't worry, babe. I have got your back. You are not the problem.
No, of course I'm not the problem. Should we listen to our next story?
Shall we? Next up, we have Danny from Glasgow. One of my favourite cities, Glasgow.
Oh, let's try and decipher what he's actually saying with his accent.
I'm very good at Glaswegian.
Okay, you can be the translator then.
So, have I got a bad relationship story for you? It was with my ex of 4 years, and I'd always been sure she cheated on me, but never had any concrete evidence. It was a very toxic relationship. I'm glad what happened, because if it didn't, I'd probably still be there. So one morning she wakes me up having a panic attack, and me being the caring, nurturing boyfriend I once was, it's like, are you okay, babe, what's wrong? And she turns around and says to me, please don't be angry, just listen to what I've got to say first. So she turns around and tells me she's got not just the clap, but also fucking gonorrhea. I've just woke up and she says, oh, it can lie dormant in your system for years undetected. I must have had it before I even met you. So at this point, my expression is just blank. I've got no reaction. I'm at loss for words. Not even angry. I don't know what to say. So I decided to get some time away from her and go and get tested myself. Turns out I was clean as a whistle. And she must have cheated on me pretty recently, because we only had sex about a couple of weeks before that point. So yeah, if there's any point to be taken from this, it's just that don't give men a bad rap, because women are just as capable of being absolute degenerates themselves. But my life has been better since then. It was probably the best thing to do. Breaking up with her was probably the best thing that could have happened at that point. I did move on with someone else, but that didn't go too well, because it was a bit of a bandit afterwards. Being single in a pandemic is dire. My balls are fucking polishing the floor.
Well, Danny, one of my favourite listeners that we've had on. So, firstly, Danny's sentiment there that women are just as capable is actually... Men do get a really bad rap for being cheats, yes, and players and all that sort of stuff. And it's a bit of a gender stereotype, I think, because it always seems to be the guys that are the ones that are always fucking cheating and doing whatever else. Women are just as bad. It's got nothing to do with gender. The person is the person that cheats. Regardless.
I agree with you. It does piss me off that men get... I mean, listen, if you're an arsehole, you're an arsehole. You don't have to be male to be an arsehole. You can be an absolute arsehole as a woman too.
Yes, 100%. Danny, also, I've also myself been single in pandemic, and I completely agree with you. My bollocks are the size of pumpkins currently. So they're not as orange, despite the look on my face. But yeah, it's a nightmare being single in a pandemic.
I was going to say, I'm loving the overshare of this week.
Yeah, sorry. So for anyone that's just tuned in, you just found out I have huge nuts currently. But don't worry, guys, huge nuts, small dick. Anyway, like Van Wilder's bulldog. That's currently what my bollocks look like.
Just had a coffee, Pete. Have you just had...
Yuri has just fucking woke me the fuck up. So yes, Danny, I feel you, mate. Right, so on to the main part of that story then. Dating a girl, woke up in the middle of the night. She's having a panic attack because she's got not just the clap, she's got gonorrhea as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because she cheated on him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the part, it's all fucking wrong, right? But what some women can be really good at, which pisses me off, is turning it around on the other person by not just trying to blame them and saying, you know, that it lies dormant or whatever she said, but to put on this whole panic attack because she's clearly feeling the guilt is, you know, playing on the fact that he's a nice guy, knowing that he'll show her empathy if she acts like, oh my God, it's poor me. That's just that's really manipulative, really fucking, that's ticking a lot of boxes there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, and listen, I I always seem to say this every week, but obviously I've made a million mistakes in my life, but you have to own your shit.
Yeah.
And it's one of my pet hates is people that don't own their shit. Mm-hmm. If you have cheated and you have done whatever and you've caught the crap or gonorrhea or whatever the fuck else you've done, you've got to own that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You are in the wrong and we all make mistakes sometimes. You know, I'm not saying she's a terrible person, but she's a terrible person. But Danny, listen. Sounds like live and learn. Sounds like you had a lucky escape there, my friend.
Definitely.
Things are starting to open up again very, very soon. Well, they're starting to open up now, aren't they?
Yes.
So get yourself out there and release your
balls that are dragging on the floor.
Your fucking spunk everywhere, mate. Fucking go for it. Get on it, son. Should
assist
we move on?
In the ball. Let's move on. Well, actually, Pete, this is it.
How is that? That can't be the end, Stacey.
Yeah.
I just never want it to be the end.
No, I don't. I still need to sort of digest our guest as well, though. I'm still in this state of like, did we really have our dream guest on for a start? And
this is like mine and Cece's Christmases all come at once.
All at once. It is. I do need a moment. I need a day. I need a day off. I need a day to breathe and meditate after that.
Cece, I don't know about you, but I feel like you and I should probably have a couple of hours silence apart.
Yes.
And then I feel like we need to reconvene for a discussion.
With a drink.
Oh, yeah, I can't fucking do definitely with a drink.
I didn't even say that, did I?
Because there is like you say, there is an awful lot to pick out of today's
Yeah.
guest. And in all seriousness, and I hope everyone will see from that interview, we, as weird as the whole Yuri thing is, and you might laugh, and certainly we fucking laughed about it, he did actually come across as a really nice geezer. And
Absolutely. Each
to their own. You know what I mean? We've all got our own little kinks
isms
and weird things in life. If it makes you happy and Yuri seems very happy, then good
on
you, mate.
He does. And this is the point when I was asking about the sort of trying not to...
he's not hurting anyone.
But no, and that, you know, he's not lonely. He said he's comfortable, he's happy. And, you know, when he fancies his doll, he fancies his doll. It's just what he likes.
I have had a little message from the producers saying that next week we are going to be trialling a new presenter who is a doll because... Cece just isn't cutting the mustard, and I agree with Yuri, it's sometimes better when they're silent. So next week, tune in for...
I won't be here. There will be a replacement doll, and
yes.
She will be
she will be
a mouse.
Half woman and half...
What would she be, Pete? If you could ask for anything, if you could have a woman on top and something else, or vice versa, maybe you'd like a woman on the bottom and you'd like to stare at something else whilst having sexual intercourse, what would it be? It can't be a human. It has to be something else.
Oh, God, what a terrible question.
What a way to end the show.
What a terrible... You've stitched me up saying chronic here, because now whatever
you,
I say is weird.
My darling, are welcome. Come on.
All right. To end the show, I would say it would have to be... what way do you do it? It would have to be a woman on top, because I couldn't... It's got to look like a woman, hasn't it?
I'm really thinking about this.
It's got to look like a woman. And at the bottom, an alpaca.
Interesting.
Yes. I don't know why. It just
is it because they're leggy? Do you like women with long legs? Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is. It's also the first thing that popped into my head.
They're very hairy.
Because I've never... Yeah, and who doesn't love a hairy woman?
Yes, it could be
fetish for some people.
Yeah,
it's a fantasy for some people.
So just to be
funny,
clear,
because I look like a hairy woman.
Peter Wicks would quite like to have a woman on the upper half because he'd like to stare at a woman. I understand that part. And on the bottom half, Peter Wicks would like to have an alpaca because it's hairy.
And on that note, I'll pack up my bags and go. Thank you, everyone, for listening again to the dating show, the Fubar Radio, with myself and Cece. I don't know even where to begin with today's guest, but how fabulous. Make sure you follow Fubar Radio on Instagram, but also the dating show has our very own Instagram, which has got clips and snippets and different bits from the show over the years, and anything in regards to whether you want to come on and tell us one of your stories, or you want some advice, or you've got anything for us, if you've got good guests or people that you'd like to see on, whatever it may be, follow @thedatein_show on Instagram and get in touch. That is your hotline to myself and the beautiful Cece Coleman.
Thank you. We love your story. So please do send them in questions. We are not therapists, but we have lots of opinions.
And we just love everyone being involved. Thank you, everyone, for listening again to the utter bollocks that we talk.
Are you ready for our... We made a new one up last week. What was it?
I don't know, Cece, because to be honest with you, I've forgotten everything that's ever happened in my life before I met Yuri.
So let's just do a classical then.
We're not doing it on three, are we? Because we've never got that right.
No, we're just going to we'll bow our heads and say namaste. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
And
namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.